On the air everywhere, this is New England Broadcasting.
I'm not going to start singing the intro. We already have music there. You hear it? That's the only music I want to hear right now. Yes. Thank you. Okay. Morrissey. Yeah. Anyhow, yeah, I'm a big mouth. And I'm going to be a big mouth again for the next 30. That's right. 30 minutes of this. It's Tuesday. And I did not have a show last week. So this, I've waited 2 weeks. 2 weeks. Sound like a parakeet. That's from the Money Pit. 2 weeks, 2 weeks. Anyway, that's a really, really funny movie. I think I need to watch it again. I've seen it so many times, though. Do you ever see a movie so many times, and then you start thinking, oh, should I watch it again? And you know what? If it's on TV, you know you're going to watch it. But the problem with that is, obviously, it's full of commercials. So, unless it's like a cable channel or on demand or something, even some of the on demand ones have commercials, I think. But if it's Showtime or something, but you really have to pay for good movies on cable, I think, because otherwise I used to go to the free movie section. Used to. Because they did start adding commercials and they were like TBS stuff and they were horrible movies and stuff I just didn't even want to see. And if once in a while there was a really good movie, you know I've already seen it. So, like maybe Dances with Wolves would come on. I don't know, but that's like super long. And I think I'm definitely all set with watching that one again. However, topically, I would like to give a shout out to my Facebook friends. And you know what? Some of them are friends AFK. And that means away from keyboard. You don't say IRL in real life anymore. You shouldn't really, because it's still real life. These are people. These are real people having real lives. And some of them I have met and some of them I have not. That doesn't negate the fact of our friendship. Case in point, I started a GoFundMe. It's the first one I've ever done. I was very reluctant to do it. My friend Dan in Washington State, who I have, again, never met, but I've spoken to him online for maybe 6 or 7 years. So that's still, you know, when you know these people for years and years and years online, it's still getting to know a person and their lives and their kids and their ups and downs and so forth. So he did encourage me. He wanted to send me some money offline anyway. And I said, well, you know what, maybe I should just do this thing. He said, well, either do it or give me your address. So I said, okay, Dan. And the GoFundMe campaign is for my son, James, who passed away, as you know, may know or may not know. And I wanted to get a beautiful urn for him. So what to do? Do I get him a temporary urn that's not as much money, but then it's not really a dream come true? Or do I look at something very beautiful that probably only a Kardashian could get? You know, maybe I'm exaggerating a little, but it's still a lot of money. And I'm thinking, this is never going to happen. I can't raise this. How do I get this? How do I work for this? What do I do? It's too much. GoFundMe, I guess, is the thing. A lot of people have them for different causes. If they get sick and their medical bills or funeral costs or any, there's lots of different things. If you go to the page, you can see. And I have, and I read it. So in 3 days, people, listen, people, Linda. 3 days, I raised $1,500, okay? And a lot of those people are strictly Facebook friends. But when you get to talk to someone over the years, okay? And this is not just someone I met. Actually, one of them was someone I just met a month ago, but I did meet them in person, and they came onto my Facebook. And they even had a pet that just passed away, and they had a GoFundMe page, and before the pet died, and it was sad, and they still were able to donate to my cause, and I expressed my gratitude, and they said, loss is loss. It really is. And they They said, "You're lovely." They called me lovely. They met me in person twice and they consider me lovely. So I really take that as a huge compliment. So my campaign is nearly over here. By the time this is on, it should be. I think it will be. Have reached the maximum. And then I order it. It comes from overseas. I guys get it in a couple of months. I'm very excited. And then I will put the picture on and everyone, you know what's really great about this? And I've explained this in every person I've thanked. And I've sent a note of thanks out on the Facebook to each person, whether it's a $10 donation or a $100 donation. And they were those and everything in between. It makes each of these people part of the actual urn, the actual gift. Okay. They created this. They're the ones when I can look at it and see James inside there and I see it in its beautiful piece of artwork, actually, is what it is. I will know that they have, it's partly my friends. They did this. My friends cared enough. And even the people that gave the tiniest amount, it almost meant more because they might not even have that much to give. And they said, "We want to do this." They wanted to. No one's forcing, coaxing anything. So I am very humbled by this. I will probably never do another campaign like this. I don't think I didn't have a reason, but this was my reason. If I can't afford the best, I don't deserve the best. Maybe that's one thing, but James absolutely does deserve the best. He got along with everyone. He never complained. He was wonderful. Okay, so this is for him. And a lot of the people that gave recognized that this is for him. But they also recognize this for me. I think the people maybe that didn't want to give, maybe they didn't want to give for me. But they should overlook that and see that this really is for James. This is, it absolutely bottom line is. But okay, anyway, very grateful, very humbled. If you ever want to ask me about the GoFundMe experience, I can tell you firsthand about it. And I hope you never need to do it because I shouldn't say that. But it is hard and it's humbling. But it does make you feel good that friends care about you. And you do see that up close and personal. Tori's pet peeves. Yes. Okay. Here's a pet peeve. Okay, and this has been bothering me my entire life. Hey, another peeve that bothers me all the time, and I'm just getting around to telling you. Instead of a new peeve. Yeah, we've been over that. Anyway, loud yawning. Okay, what is up with that? Okay, I've seen grown adults yawning like a five-year-old. Okay, and I mean this, you know. What is that? Stop it. Are you a cow? First of all, cover your mouth. I think I've pet peeved that, or if I haven't, I should have. You need to cover your mouth when you yawn. People that leave their mouths open when they're yawning, that is a huge turnoff. And I think it's rude. I don't like it. It's ugly. You look like a big a horse with your teeth all sticking out and your face all contorting. Yeah, just stop it. Just stop, okay? Cover your mouth quietly while you yawn. Okay, why does it have to be all exaggerated? Nobody wants that. And I didn't talk about sneezing because everybody hates that. We already know that. Okay, that's a big thing that people hate. People that loudly sneeze, you know. My dad does it. It drives me absolutely up a wall. My mother has high blood pressure because she's listened to it her whole life. It makes her very nervous. I get it, okay? If you're caught off guard, it's a thing. And I dated one guy that sneezed like that. Oh, it was almost a deal breaker. He had other things that were the deal breaker, so that wasn't the one, but it was up there, okay? So, back to the peeve, loud yawning. You know who you are that you do it. I'm related to some of you people. I don't do it. I've never done it. I don't think unless I'm all by myself, and I probably still wouldn't because I might embarrass myself to myself. Thank you.
right, so I started noticing something. This whole show is about noticing something, in case you haven't noticed. Anyhow, so I noticed that when I reach for something, and you gotta kind of, you're straining. It's not easy. It's out of reach, okay? So you, and your face is making this, this expression, okay? I don't really like that. The face you make when you reach for something. Okay, it's not as bad as these yawning faces, perhaps, but they're still, and I'm alone when I'm doing it. I mean, I probably would do it in front of someone too. I mean, if they knew me, if that's a deal breaker for you, then oh well. But even when I'm alone, I make the strangest faces when I'm reaching, and I start to think to myself, oh, it's a good thing no one's watching this because it's so awkward looking. It's like that episode of Seinfeld where they had good naked, bad naked, and she was opening like a jar of pickles or something in her face and too. And I'm just like, oh, well, that's like another weird straining face. So it's like reaching, gripping, opening things, whatever. It's not a good look for women. And I don't think it's a good look for men either. So I'm just going to say it's not a good look. Okay, I bring this up because a little old me walking up to not one, but two women. Okay, and I have to go over this. Let me back up a little bit. I didn't just walk up to two women. I did, but let me set the scene, please. I was in Target. It's that, department store. They have them all over. So it could be any Target. I'm not going to get specific. It was one of those stores, okay? It was probably 2 weeks ago. I'm just getting around to telling you. I was going to tell it on my last podcast, and then I didn't have one. So I'm going to do it now. Was playing Pokemon Go. Yes, I play Pokemon Go. Yesterday, I think, was the last day of the Fire and Ice. Oh, no. Tomorrow is. Today. Whatever this day is the 20th of June. That's the day, I think, is the last day of Fire and Ice. So anyway, I'm playing my Pokemon Go, and my daughter is in the store, okay? And she plays it too. Okay, she's like 30 something. She plays it, great, whatever. And unfortunately, I was so buried with my face into the phone with the app going that I thought not one but two different women were her. So I'm sidling up to these women. And I'm saying things like, yeah, I'm gonna have to hatch this egg soon, or that's just a Venonat, and I don't think there's much around here besides him. And she said, I don't know what you're talking about, but that sounds interesting, or something. And then I look up and I'm laughing, of course, because it's not my daughter. You think I'd learned my lesson? No. Okay, not 5 or possibly 10 at the most minutes later, I do the same thing. Okay. I thought I had it under control, but I didn't. I didn't. So I back to my phone for I laughed about it. Ho ho! And I even told my daughter. I'm like, oh, you know what I just did? Oh, I thought it was you. Okay, back to the phone. Do 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 do. Playing my Pokemon Go, and I'm starting to say, I don't think I spoke as much this time, but I think. The other woman again, I just remembered it was along the lines of I had Ditto as my friend, and I'm thinking if I change Ditto now, I want to make a different because he's getting candy, so I want to make something else my friend, although I've walked a lot with this one already. Again, that's Greek to you, right? Right? And I so but then I look up, I thought you were my daughter, and we had a laugh. At least these women are pleasant about it. They're laughing, they get the joke. Can you imagine if I was a guy doing that? Oh, it would just seem like a line. It's a total pickup line. If she doesn't, hit the guy first for getting so close to her and talking like he's on it. I could be recording her. Who knows why I have a phone in my hand and right next to this woman? Am I an upskirt person? I don't know. You don't know. The phone would be kind of high for that, but I am short. So, you know, there's that. Anyhow, I'm just saying, you know, women can get away with a lot more than men. Because we're women, and they're women. Okay? Yeah, I could be playing this Pokemon Go in someone's driveway and just be, like, wandering, trespassing, even though it clearly says not to trespass on the app. Oh, I'm just trying to hunt a Pokemon, and I have the app going. It's on. I've been playing it for a year. I've got all kinds of Pokemon. I can prove what I am saying. Okay? So, yeah, I'm just looking for Pokemon. Yeah, I saw a Ponyta here. And it is a Ponyta. My daughter tried to tell me it was a Ponyta. And I said, oh, no, it's not pronounced that way. How do I know more about Pokemon than you? Okay, I'm not even a snowflake.
We should take this back to my place.
All right, I have to talk about hands. I have to do it. I've decided hands, the things on the end of your arms, hands, H-A-N-D-S, yes, hands are dangerous. They're very, very dangerous things to have. And I don't mean that they're, see, am I saying this right? I think I mean having hands is dangerous. I don't mean that you're going to strangle somebody because they could be like a weapon or karate chop them, or give them the Vulcan death grip. I mean, I suppose they could be a weapon. I don't mean that kind of dangerous, okay? I mean that having hands is dangerous. Case in point. I love to say case in point, don't I? I've said it twice today. I hardly say it, though. I shouldn't say I love to say it. I'll never say it again. How's that? We're all done with that. Don't ever let me say that again. Thank you. Okay, I have nerve damage in one of my fingers in my hand, and I've talked about that before if you've watched the ECAT show, which is Easton Cable Access Television, or EastonCat.org on your browser of your choice. But don't use Chrome. Chrome's horrible! Okay. Yeah, so nerve damage on my finger. When I'm raking, when I'm out doing yard work, the other day I just cut and bruised my knuckle at the same time. Cut and bruised, and boy, did it hurt. You know that pain you get that goes right into your bones and through your whole body? You're like, oh, that hurts. Well, on my hand. Okay, I get hangnails. I slammed my thumb in a car door in 1991, and my nail still grows funny. It was my thumb. It's my thumb. Okay, my right hand. I can show you sometime if you really want to see, but I probably won't show you because I'll think you're weird if you ask. But, okay, the point is, yeah, hands are, they're dangerous things to have. I mean, my grandfather lost a finger working in the mine, probably back in the 50s. I don't even know when it was, but I grew up with knowing he only had a half a finger on his ring finger on one of his hands. It was like a stub. So it's a little distracting. Sometimes I see people that are missing fingers and, you know, it's a little distracting at first. I don't care. That's definitely not a deal breaker. I am definitely not that shallow. I think it's kind of cool because you have like a battle scar. But, I mean, am I going to lose one of my fingers? I hope not. I really hope not, because I feel like that will put me at a disadvantage. And I like to play the piano a little bit. I entertain folks sometimes. I know a few little ditties. Nothing complicated. No Beethoven. My son knew Beethoven. I don't. I just play, you know, a little more than chopsticks, but still. I'm afraid to lose a finger. But you know what? It's a possibility, because having hands is very dangerous. I finally watched it. Yep, the movie Get Out. Oh, it was so good. It was so good, I had to watch it twice. And let me just say this about that. This is one of those movies that you should definitely watch twice. I recommend it. You know how some movies, maybe like a Hitchcock movie, you would need to do that? Because you, so therefore when you're watching it again, you see all the things that you missed before, didn't think anything before, but now you know the ending, so it's better the second time even. Maybe not better, because I was like, I'm not going to give anything away because if you haven't seen it yet, and a lot of people haven't. My daughter's still trying to find it. Watch it, I mean. She thought it was called Go Away, so she couldn't find it when she looked. I had to remind her twice. Anyhow, yeah, I don't want to give anything away. But I did figure part of it out very early on. And I was right. And so I wasn't surprised. But the ending, I was super surprised. Okay? So I was like, oh, wow, that is so original. And then I found out who directed it, which was Jordan Peele, who does, you know, he's from Key and Peele. And it didn't really, it didn't click when I saw the name Jordan Peele right away. I mean, I thought, oh, Peele, that, you know, sounds like the Key and Peele. And it was him, in fact. And it is an interracial romance in the movie. And he is actually, I just found out not that long ago, is in a relationship with Chelsea, oh, what's her name, Peretti? She is in Brooklyn Nine-Nine. She's like the really funny one that has all the cool shirts and that she wears, and I love her. Yeah, I love everyone in Brooklyn Nine-Nine, actually. It's a funny show. So they're a couple. They're having a baby in real life. I think that's exciting. And he's got this movie out, and he's directed it, and it's a huge hit, and I love it. And people I've talked to love it that have seen it. So that's a good thing. You know, when you say a horror movie, people get afraid. They're like, oh, it's going to be gory and slashers and all these things. It's really psychological, and it has a racist message. I mean, an anti-racist message, I suppose you could say. And there might be a tiny bit of gore, but you know what? Give it a chance. Stop it. Close your eyes if you need to. I remember, who was it? I dated somebody, and they were such a baby. We were trying to watch a movie together, and I think it was Marathon Man. You know, Is It Safe? Dustin Hoffman, you know, what's his name? Laurence Olivier. And I had seen that movie so many times, and this person had not seen it. So we're trying to watch it together, and, you know, I said, okay, you might want to leave now. This might be gory, and he'd get up and leave the room, okay? But then something else was coming up, and he's starting to get mad because I didn't tell him to leave because nothing was really going to happen. It started out that way, you know, when he's about to drill into the mouth, but then he didn't. He got interrupted. So he was like, you're going to be bad. You didn't tell me. Okay, this is snowflake for you. All right. See, again, I have to talk to Ron about this snowflake thing because it's like an insult, but who's using it? Who are the snowflakes? Is anyone a snowflake? I see the right using it, the left using it, mostly the right. But I mean, it's like you might melt under pressure. You're just so delicate. It's for a millennial, you know, that's a, I don't know. Whatever. Is that not the most annoying song sound you have ever heard? You know what? It gets in my brain and it stays there. Thank God you can find it on YouTube, right? So I could use it for my clip. Well, let me tell you something, okay? That's an ice cream truck, in case you didn't know, in case you lived in a cave in Afghanistan, and maybe they're even there because that's where they belong. I wish they would all go there. Let's all just airlift them over there to the Middle East. Okay, that'd be good. That'd be it. Okay, point is, so they started coming around this street. I have lived here a long time. My mother has lived here even longer. And she told me she has not seen an ice cream truck on her street since the 60s. And she is super stoked. I'm like, Mom, are you kidding me right now? Okay, this guy is obviously a weirdo to come down a dead-end street, number one. But he's casing houses. Come on. He's checking it out. He's starting out his summer. He's seeing who's going away for the summer, who's gone for the weekend. He's going to keep coming around, okay? And when one house gets broken into on my mom's street, okay, I am so reporting him, Mr. Pink Ice Cream Truck Paint Plain Turkey in the Straw. You are going down, man, because I know what you're up to, okay? I don't care that you have delicious ice cream treats. I may even go buy one. I don't know, because you're coming right out here. It's like service at my door for ice cream. You know, I suppose there's nothing wrong with it other than that horrible song. And I hear him like in streets over. I hear him four streets over probably. It's echoing in my brain. I think he's gone and I'm still hearing it. It's that annoying. I think it triggers something in your neurons in your audio sensory department in your brain, and you can still hear it, even though it stopped. You think you hear it. It's that bad. All right, so my point is, keep an eye on your ice cream man. If you see any strange behavior, like he's showing up on your street and he hasn't before, there's something going on. Okay, I don't care if this kid's in your street. They're looking for people that aren't home. They're seeing a pattern of behavior of houses, and they get to know that pattern. Okay, and he gets away with it because he's got an ice cream truck. I'm not buying it, and I'm not buying that that's paranoid schizophrenia on my part. I'm not buying that either. Okay, if someone's house gets broken into, it's my finger is directly going to point at him when I talk to the authorities. Okay, I mean it. I mean it. Don't come down here, ice cream man.
I'm your ice cream man, stop me when I'm passing by. Oh my, my, I'm your ice cream man, stop me when I'm passing by.
Nope. I hate the smell of Murphy's oil soap. Heh, you see what I did there? But isn't it awful? It smells like Gooby Gone. Ugh, or Goo Gone, that stuff. Yeah, Murphy's oil soap. It's the worst. I don't care if it works. It smells terrible. Don't get it near me. That and vanilla and rose and of some other things. Obviously skunk, but you know, that's universal. Okay, you know who that is, right? Come on. Get with the program. That's Ricky Martin, okay? And he came out of the closet, but like long after these videos and the music where he's with all these women. Okay, so that's pretty hilarious, I think. So now when I go back and watch them, I'm like, oh, just stop it already. Just stop with the posing, Ricky Martin, whatever happened to you anyway. Are you living La Vida Loca somewhere else? I don't know. But I wasn't even going to talk about that. That had nothing to do with what I was going to talk about. I was trying to find some music that had to do with Google. And you can't. Try Googling music. Just Google. It's nothing. It's not even a thing. But, okay, I have something called Google Assistant. And I didn't even know I had that. Sort of like probably a disease. You don't know you have. I don't know. They say now I could have hepatitis. I don't say I could, but I mean, I saw something about baby boomers. There was some commercial on television. Oh my God, it said, baby boomers, you might have hepatitis and you don't even know it because there's no symptoms. Ha ha, get tested. What does that mean? Oh my God, it's like Google Assistant. It's like, I didn't know I had it and I have it. And Google Assistant, okay, I had to block it because it kept trying to make me go do something. I don't know what that means, but when I get an email alert on my phone, it makes a boop sound, you know, it makes the pop sound. Okay, whatever, that sound. It was doing it for no reason. I mean, if I get a legitimate email, I want to know, damn it. But when it's Google Assistant saying, hey, go do something, life is short. I don't know what it's, is it like my motivational coach? I don't know. Is it trying to get me to spend money and be a consumer? No. So I had to block you, Google Assistant. I blocked it from my Gmail. It was coming through Gmail, so I don't even know if it's a thing that they just throw in there because you have a Google email. How wrong is that? You know what that reminds me? I got to put tape over my laptop camera because I swear they are recording me. And there's some good material here. I mean, I do my podcast in front of my laptop every week. They are just going to have like a whole thing on me. But anyway, yeah, so if you get Google Assistant, I think you can just block it. Just block it because it shouldn't be bothering you. It's interrupting my life. Okay? Thank you.
I'm just so depressed, I just can't seem to get out this slump. If I could just get over this hump, but I need something to pull me out this dump. I took my bruises, took my lumps, fell down and I got right back up. But I need that spark to get psyched back up in order for me to pick the mic back up. I don't know how or why or when I ended up in this position.
Yeah, that's a song called Beautiful by Eminem. And I just wanted the song Beautiful because I was trying to segue into cable news anchors. I don't know if Ron and I have talked about this, probably, but the fact that these anchors, I don't know if they're anchors, reporters, what do you call them now on cable news? All these women that look like models. I mean, with the dresses and the long legs and the high heels and the makeup. And you know what? It's an ongoing problem for me. They don't do it so much with local television, but they do the best they can, as you can see. But it's making people feel insecure. It's breeding insecurity is what I think, because people don't really look that way. Are you supposed to live up to this? I don't want to get into the whole Barbie doll thing, but I mean, Barbie dolls are toys. They're for girls and they're put away and whatever. I'm talking about television, which is 24/7 on these cable channels and all these women with these white teeth and slim figures and I don't know, you know, high cheekbones. That's what we're supposed to live up to. And I just want to see regular people telling me regular things about the news and whatnot. I don't want that. I think it's unhealthy. I think it's bad for society. It's nothing I can do about it except tell you on a podcast to make you aware of it, like you might not be anyway. But I think you are. Most people are. They know they're just these symbols of beauty that make us feel insecure. And I think it should stop. I don't like it. So with that, I am going to wrap it up for another Tory show. And I will hopefully be back next week, next Tuesday, Tory Tuesday, Taco Tory Tuesday. Haven't had a taco in a while. Not that long. I mean, it's less than a month. Not like a year. Who could go a year without a taco? But anyway, point is, I'm going to be signing off now. It's getting noisy in here anyway. It's been 30 minutes, I think. I stopped counting a long time ago, so I count in my brain, as Ron knows, so it's close enough. All right? So I'll see you next week or the week after or whenever it is. Just stay tuned. Okay, peace. Beautiful girl, lovely dress.